You found out Thursday, right around 3:30, 4 o'clock, as I'm sitting down to get a haircut. I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I see news come across my timeline that was not the least bit surprising. Eli Manning, who has been a fixture in New York City, has been a fixture for the New York Giants, going all the way back to his rookie season of 2004. Well, announced on Friday that he is retiring from the Giants and from the NFL. I never believed for a minute Eli Manning wanted to wear another uniform. Eli Manning wanted to be a Giant. Eli Manning valued being a Giant. And you combine that with the fact that there was not going to be a taker in this offseason. A team that was dying to give him the opportunity to go and start, it makes perfect sense for Eli to say sayonara. Eli had his moment against the Miami Dolphins, his last game in an NFL uniform as a starter, he wins. His family comes to that game, they go to the game in Philadelphia, and with the way the last couple of years have gone, it's time. Period. It's time for the franchise, it's time for the player. What you will remember about this quarterback, consistency. What you will remember about this quarterback, clutch. What you will remember about this quarterback, iconic Super Bowl moments that will last a lifetime. Eli Manning was drafted, and let's not forget, when he came into the league, there were a whole lot of questions. Is he living off the Manning name? He orchestrates this power play to end up with the Giants. Never played a game for the San Diego Chargers. And those first couple of years, they were rocky. 2004, turbulent rookie year. 2005, terrific regular season, spoiled by a gross performance against the Carolina Panthers wild card weekend, in which Tiki Barber called them out, in which other Giant players called him out. 2007 was the pivotal year in Eli's career. Giants were 0-2. They win that game in Washington, and he was going through the roller coaster, right? He had some good games. He had some real bad games, too. I'll never forget that 2007 season. Eli Manning had a hideous game, week 15, I want to say, against the Washington Redskins, going up against Todd Collins. The Giants were smart enough in week 17, going against New England, New England going for the perfect regular season. Tom Coughlin said, we are playing our starters. We are playing our guys. And Eli was tremendous in that game. The Giants ended up losing that game. But as we know, it sparked them. They went to Tampa and won. Then they go to Dallas against a team that beat them twice in the regular season. And Eli outperforms Tony Romo. And then you go to frigid Lambeau Field. A scene that will forever live in Giant history. Tom Coughlin, frigid, red-faced on the sideline, looking like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Eli Manning outperforming Brett Favre, surviving the Lawrence Tynes experience. And the Giants go to the Super Bowl. And Eli's a big part of it. And then, of course, it's the Patriots. The Tyree play, escaping, finding Tyree down the field, the spectacular catch by Tyree. Of course, a lot of people will play the what-if game. What if Asante Samuel holds on to what should have been a pick six? Well, we can play the what-if game till the cows come home. You either do or you don't. Eli, to his credit, took advantage of that. Finds Boris in the corner of the end zone, and in that moment, became a New York icon. He took it to another level in 2011. And this is the best year of Eli Manning's career. Hands down, no questions asked. When you talk about what year for Eli is the most memorable, 2007 from a team standpoint, the Giants winning the Super Bowl that year, beating an undefeated Patriot team. Nothing's going to top that. But remember, 2011, the Giants didn't run the football particularly well. The Giant defense was not as good. But Eli, that year, was money in the fourth quarter of games. Against the Arizona Cardinals, against the Miami Dolphins, against the Dallas Cowboys. Pulling fourth quarter comebacks out of his rear like it was nothing. Pulling the rabbit out of the hat time and time again. And that continued in the postseason. And one of the signature moments of Eli's career. Yeah, you could look at the Super Bowl and the Mario Manningham throw, which is probably the best throw he ever made in his career. But the game to me that symbolizes what this quarterback was all about. The NFC title game against the Niners. Eli Manning got his ass beat in that game. No ifs, ands, or buts. He got smoked in that game. Justin Smith, Alden Smith, all the terrific defenders on that Jim Harbaugh team. He kept getting up. He kept hanging in. He made some big plays. He made some big throws. The Giants survive, go to overtime. They get a little help on the botched punt, and they find their way to the Super Bowl. These are iconic playoff runs by a quarterback who never missed a game due to an injury. Was always there through thick and thin. You want to get on the fact that he was not a prolific enough winner in the regular season? You could do that. You want to tell me that he was not a top five quarterback of his era? And I think you can make that argument too. But when you have the numbers that Eli Manning is going to compile over a period of time, the longevity, the durability, and those Super Bowl runs, I, for one, think it will culminate with a trip to Canton.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.